Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
The Peace Cross has now been argued before the United States Supreme Court. A decision will come down later this year. We'll be talking about it on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel. Well, the Supreme Court of the United States recently reviewed a case out of Maryland. It's called the Blandinsburg Peace Cross. It's a 40-foot tall cross in the median on a Maryland highway. It honors the dead who gave their lives as the ultimate sacrifice during World War I. There are 49 names at the base of that cross that are inscribed as a memorial to the sacrifices that they gave to protect our freedom. This cross is actually designed based upon the many crosses of American soldiers buried overseas. And so this cross is patterned, although bigger, obviously, than the crosses that they were familiar with in World War I. But several years ago, Holly, the American Humanist Association filed a lawsuit, it goes back to 2014, claiming that it discriminates against patriotic soldiers who are not Christian, saying that it should be destroyed or removed because they claim it violates the Constitution.
You know, this is tragic because, I mean, you think about this is just the beginning. Are they going to become offended by every cross? Are they going to go into a cemetery and become offended by every cross? I mean, this is a memorial, Matt. This is a memorial to people who gave their lives for the freedom of our country. It was paid for by their families, by businesses, and the American Legion as a memorial to these people. I mean, it has their names on the plaques on this cross. And I think it's just a beautiful sight to see that, to remember these people shed their blood for us.
Yeah, in fact, in the crossbar section is a symbol, very large, and it's the American Legion symbol, and that is the organization that is noted on there. In fact, a Jewish individual was one of the people who raised funds for the construction of this cross. So he didn't have a problem back then in 1925 when this was built,
right,
that this was in the shape of a cross. But the American Legion, you know, has been part of this, and certainly it's been a memorial for 93 years. It goes all the way back to 1925, and the American Humanist Association says it has to be removed. Now, I was in court because Liberty Counsel filed a brief with the High Court. We argued two things, generally. One is obviously that this cross is constitutional. It doesn't violate the First Amendment, so-called right. Establishment Clause, the section of the First Amendment that talks about that Congress shall not establish a religion. The second thing that we argued is that the previous precedent called the Lemon Test from a Supreme Court decision called Lemon versus Kurtzman needs to be overruled, and they need to be more consistent with the original intent of the First Amendment. Now, to your argument about the implications, I think that tearing down this cross, saying that it violates the First Amendment, would mean that all of the crosses in Arlington Cemetery and other memorials around the country, not just crosses,
right,
but angels and other things of that nature, would have to be bulldozed. The American Humanist Association, during argument, they knew that the court wouldn't want to go that far. So they said, oh, no, it's not going to affect that. They almost gave the impression that they just have a problem with this cross because of its size and its location. But the crosses in Arlington Cemetery, other places, they didn't seem to suggest that they had a problem, which is frankly a lie. You know what they want to do. They want to eliminate crosses and religious symbols across the country, nativity scenes and so forth.
Well, you know, set aside from, I don't think they really created it as a religious implication, but the cross is a sign of sacrifice. You know, and you see the words valor and courage on the cross itself. So I don't think that was really the intent, but these people sacrifice their lives, so they represent that by a huge cross.
The cross is no question a religious symbol. It's no question related to Christian faith, and it reminds us of Jesus dying on the cross and being raised again. It reminds us of sacrifice. It reminds us of eternal life. Right. And for that reason, worldwide, the cross has become a universal symbol for memorializing people who have gone on and passed. And they're all over Arlington Cemetery. They're around the world. In fact, the reason why this cross was created the way it was is because in foreign soil where these American soldiers died, they were buried in foreign lands. And there's cross after cross after cross, like in Arlington Cemetery, throughout the places where they fought in World War I. And so this cross was built as a large memorial to remind people of these soldiers who sacrificed for our country.
Right, but the Humanist Association, the atheist group, is saying that this discriminates against those soldiers who were not Christian.
Yeah, they say that, and yet at the same time, they didn't have any argument for this. One of the main fundraisers to raise money for the construction of this cross was Jewish.
I know, and their families paid for it, so that's not an issue here,
right. They paid,
you know,
at all. The families paid for it. It wasn't something that was paid for by the government.
Right. It's a great memorial.
And the implications of this case is one that will have a far-reaching ramification beyond this 40-foot, 93-year-old Peace Cross in Maryland.
And ironically, this is 5 miles from the Supreme Court.
Right. It's right off one of the interstates there.
Yeah.
So the implication is that if the court goes the wrong way, what's going to happen to other memorials? Mm. In fact, one of the briefs talked about there's 54 other situations, and frankly, I think there's a lot more than that, of crosses, not necessarily like this or as big as this, memorializing the dead on government property around the country.
What about churches? I mean, churches have large crosses. When you go down the highway, you see those. Are those going to be, torn down as well?
Well, you know, for now, you would say no, because that's on private property. But the implications of when you start to eliminate these kinds of symbols on public property, it seeps over to the private sector.
Right.
And it can do that through zoning laws and other kinds of situations. In fact, we've had to deal with, from a zoning perspective, churches where we've had to represent them against the zoning authorities that simply wanted to put a cross on their property. Or, for example, during the Sanctity of Human Life Month in January, put small crosses on their yard as a memorial of the unborn children that are aborted every single day.
3,000 of those, yeah. It's tragic because we see little by little God and any kind of Christian religious symbols are being taken out of our country, and you see the result of that.
Well, in some years ago, under what's called the Warren Court, Earl Warren, he was the Chief Justice of the United States Supreme Court, and he began a very activist. He wasn't the first activist on the Supreme Court, but he certainly led the entire court into a very strong judicial activist bent. And it's out of that history that you have all of these new rules, and subsequent to that history, that developed with regards to religion, particularly the Establishment Clause. And so in every other area of law, there's an issue that's before the Supreme Court, and it's called standing. In every other area of law, if Party A wants to sue Party B, Party A has to be injured because of what Party B did. You can't just sue Party B because you don't like that person.
Right. I don't see any injury going on here.
Because you don't, yeah, because you're offended at that person.
Right.
You may be offended at what the government does. You may be offended at how the government uses its money. You may be offended at what the government does, but that doesn't mean you have a right to sue.
Right.
And yet the Supreme Court, in order to open up the floodgates to this kind of litigation, they created a special rule only for Establishment Clause claims. Only for Establishment Clause claims. It's a special rule that they created. And that is, if you drive by one of these religious symbols, like a cross, and you're offended, now you have an opportunity to file suit. And that's how these suits begin, because nobody's being forced, nobody's being coerced, nobody's being denied any right because of these kinds of religious symbols. It's only because the Supreme Court created this exception that simply says, if you're offended, you can file suit. Justice Gorsuch spoke specifically to that, and hopefully what the court will do at a minimum is, number one, uphold the cross, which I encourage you to pray for that, because they already have voted. We don't know what the vote is. They're in the process of writing the opinion as we speak, We don't know which way it's going. Sometimes these decisions can change. And sometime between now and the end of June, this decision will come out. Pray that the cross is upheld. Pray that the door is shut on these floodgates that have been opened by bad precedent. And pray for a good implication for other cases going forward. For more information about this and other matters regarding religious freedom, visit our website at lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. Call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. The website again, lc.org.